Never enough, never, never, never enough.
What the hell are you doing, Trish?
I'm living my fucking life.
Welcome to Gay Talk 2.0, the ultimate podcast for your dose of dish.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the karaoke version of Gay Talk 2.0, the ultimate podcast, streaming live on Digital Stream Radio and also via video for our Patreon subscribers. We're super excited about that. And you can listen live every Monday at 6:30-ish p.m. Eastern Standard Time by visiting digitalstreamradio.com. On today's show, we are super excited to welcome Matthew Olson. And I didn't even know if we were supposed to use his name or not, but... Oh, well,
it's out there.
AKA the shirtless violinist. His musical creation along, excuse me, let me say that again. His musical creations, along with his video, leaves little to the imagination, yet brings loads of emotion with each note and score. We will chat with him on the second.
Now, when you say loads.
Loads, I mean lots, like plenty, like a lot. She's so nasty. Ooh, she must have had a good weekend. She came back, speaking of loads. Mm. But anyway.
Or a dry weekend.
That too. Mm. So we'll chat with him on the second half of the show. Super excited. That won't be just a saying. Video version of that. It won't be possible because we only have one cam and we need it to be able to have a conversation with him. So my name is Tom. I'm your host and I'm here with my two great friends who always sit with me around this table, starting with the first one.
Hey, y'all. Nick or Trish.
And
good to be with you guys. It's Chris.
And welcome you all to
The Dish.
All right. So first of all, before we keep going, because our live streaming via video, now people can see who's with us and who's not. We have a guest in studio who will not be joining us on the mic, but nonetheless, he's here. He's a good friend of ours. He's actually Chris's roommate.
I know him.
We won't say his name, but I'll give you a clue. Almost every Spanish person has this name on earth.
Hector.
Oh, God. She's nasty.
Juan.
Good try, girls. Good
actually,
try.
Actually, people, this girl, and you know what? This is the best because I'm not going to say her name, but she listens to the show. And she's like, don't you tell him I said that. She was like, are you going to move into your new place with Juan? And I was like, with who?
With who?
With who?
Juan.
And she's like, do not tell him that I thought his name was Juan.
Oops, cat's out of the bag now.
I was like, that's racist.
Well, I mean, how many months was it till you realized it was Jose?
Ooh.
Oh. She threw it out there. Oh, wow.
So, everybody, this is Jose.
Hi, Jose, and thank you.
Ooh.
So, I will say this. Jose has been
you
to the
smell
house.
That? Mm-hmm. I smell a lawsuit. Mm-hmm. We're going to be able to pay our rent now.
Wait, hold on. Chris is this doing his own goddamn company?
This was a setup. I feel like we were set up.
He moved to the ghetto of Brantford, and he can't pay his rent?
I can't. But either way, no, Jose is a really good friend of ours. Jose has been to my home many times. He's been here many times. But this is the first time that he gets to sit around and listen in while we do our show and talk all the bullshit that we do throughout the day. And oh, you know, we talk about important stories, but, you know, for the most part.
Mainly we talk about Jose's dick.
Yeah. Wow. Left field. Anyway.
Not for me, but maybe for you.
Being that we've already started drinking and we're like...
You can blame my roommate for that.
Clearly, we're already in here and out there.
See, I said roommate. I still have in my head, don't say his name. Don't say his name. Trish made it about 28 seconds into the episode.
Yeah, too late.
That wasn't in my head.
We'll call her Paul.
Yeah, exactly.
For the episode.
Exactly. Oh, and irony, same name. For the fuck up with Paul.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. But anyway, so we've got some delicious cocktails. And this is very dark and fabulous. So,
and
Christopher,
stormy.
Why don't you tell us, first of all, why you picked this cocktail and then tell us about the cocktail and what's in it?
Well, I was really thinking about what New England was forecasted to be for the past month and a half, and every day pretty much said storms. Storm, 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 storm. Luckily, well, some of New England got fucked, but we weren't too bad. Like, we would have cloudy days, and it'd get a little rainy, but then it'd clear up, and we'd have nice days. But this weekend, it was pretty dark out, and it was pretty fucking stormy. So, I was like, you know what? Let's do a dark and stormy today. I'm not sure if we have done it in the past, but I was like, why not? It's a good idea to do it. So, Today we went with the classic Dark and Stormy. It's a very simple cocktail. It consists of 2 ounces dark rum. You can use Gosling's. We're using Meyer's. 4 ounces of ginger beer. And then some fresh lime juice. So the way you make this cocktail is you fill an old-fashioned or a highball glass, if you're going to do those proportions, with ice. Add the ginger beer and the fresh lime juice first, and then you top it off with the dark rum, and it gives like a cloud-like effect.
It does, and it looks very nice, dark and stormy.
And before you stir it, you have the ginger beer on the bottom, and the dark rum will actually float, so that's what makes it look like the storm. And then you garnish it with a lime wheel, and if you're being really fancy, I've had it before with a slice of candied ginger. Mm. And like I say, let's keep the storms in our glasses and out of our skies.
Well, I have to say,
drink up to that.
We'll drink to that. Cheers, boys. But I will say this, though. I'm going to save a lot on water for the last 3 months because it's been raining consistently. So I haven't had to like turn on my sprinklers and water my lawn. It's been pretty much good. I think I'm going to be good. I'm going to save a little bit on the water bill. So I'm excited about that.
So I have one question.
Yes.
How is this cocktail healthy for you, Christopher?
Yes, tell us.
Well, ginger is good for your digestion.
Mm-hmm. So?
So, yep. It's delicious.
Nutritious.
Yeah.
And it'll help you poop.
Absolutely. Well, it'll help you digest.
And?
The pooping comes later, it'll help you digest. It'll get you ready for pooping.
It'll prep the poop.
Don't forget Absolutely. The squatty potty.
And that'll take it home. Yeah.
And furthermore, because it's dark and stormy and we're keeping the storms in our cup and not in our skies, that means the sun is out, you're getting exposed to the sun, and you're getting vitamin D.
See, you know, it's even
Everybody
healthier.
Loves that vitamin D.
You set her up for that one. You set her up for that one.
So anyway, so that's our cocktail for today. Christopher, thank you for that wonderful rendition of just fabulous, just delicious cocktail. So, I'm holding something in my hand. You brought this in.
Yes.
What is it? Tell us about it.
We went to this singing lady today.
We're not sponsored by whoever this is, but
Trish knows. Go show it. Go show our listeners.
Vanna White, everybody. That's right. Only Hispanic white,
Vanna,
right there.
Vanna Whitish. So we go to the singing lady today. It's a liquor store in Brantford. Trish knows. Awesome there. It's like a local place. They're really cool. So I put a bottle of Tito's down because that's usually what we guzzle here. And as I'm going to pay, she just hands it to me. Says, same thing. It's cheaper. And I was like, all right. I don't know if it's rue or new.
I'm watching. So we're on a 10-second or 10-something reaction or delay. So when he went over to present the bottle, it came into my screen. I just saw it now. And he was
So it's apparently the same distillery as Tito's, but where Tito's, it's shipped from this distillery to Austin for Tito's. This is shipped to Dallas and it's distilled the final stage of distillment. English, cursive, is in a better container for the vodka. So she claims it's a cleaner vodka than Tito's. And I mean, that's not that hard because Tito's has got a fucking bite.
And same but ingredients, too.
It's the same thing. It's gluten-free. It's 100% corn mash.
Which means if it's gluten-free, it's healthy for digestion.
So we're here for your health, people. That's what I'm. That's the only reason I do this. I want to make sure you're nice and healthy out there, but drunk at the same time. So
evil, evil. So a quick shout out to Mama Kim who's watching us on live stream.
Hi,
video.
Kim. We love our pride flags you made us still.
Yes, and she can see it. Actually, she said that she saw it out of the corner of her eye the last time she was watching the live stream. So we promise that we will find a more prominent space for it. Right now, it's just hanging on this side of the wall, but we're redecorating, redoing a lot of things.
We're putting in rainbow ceiling tiles.
Yes,
according to Nick, that's going to happen.
Can't
and
wait.
So we'll Gay probably find card. A nice little space on this corner of the wall over here where you can see it and everybody can see that it's a rainbow because you know Trish loves rainbows and but that being said thank you so much for making them and for sending them to us. So we've got some stories that we want to cover. We should jump right in because we do have a guest today that we're going to bring back after the show, or excuse me, after the second half of the show.
So we're not going to talk about our weekends.
I was waiting for that.
Do you want to talk about your...
I want to talk about the zucchini, okay?
All right, he's got to talk about his zucchini, so go.
So you did get it in.
I told you.
Sort of. So
a zucchini kind of counts.
Yeah, I mean, like, I did not get it in with any human being. However, veggies, man. They're good for you. They're healthy for you.
I don't...
You almost choked on my cocktail.
So, I had to go to a wedding this weekend. I had to go to a wedding this weekend up in Mass. I was there for the entire weekend. I left on Thursday, came back on Sunday. And I get to my friend's house, and the biggest zucchini I have ever seen was sitting on the deck. It was sitting on the, you know, the table on the deck. He did not deserve. He was bigger than a name, so I just kept on bringing up the zucchini, and then that night at the night of the wedding, me and my friend got a little tipsy, and we get home, and he's like, "I'm gonna carve this into a cock for you."
Oh my god!
Can we call it Dixie Normus?
Yeah, that's fine.
I mean, it is a drag queen name from a local queen here, but that's okay. We'll call your zucchini Dixie Normus.
So Dixie Normus was being carved into a penis for me, and then my friend got a little tired or overwhelmed carving it and just started chopping at it with the knife.
Oh my god!
Now this steak, the zucchini is still like massive. It's in my Snapchat story. I have saved the videos. I can share them with people if they want it. However, I wake up the next morning and the zucchini is just sitting outside my bedroom door. I literally open it and it's just sitting there. And I literally lost it. So I bring the zucchini, I put it back on the kitchen counter, and then I go out to get coffee for everybody. I get back to the house, I'm walking around the corner and up the stairs, and where's the zucchini? It's in front of the door. The zucchini is following me around.
It's desperate to
get
inside.
I then go take a shower, and I know as soon as I open that door after that shower, guess who's there? Dixie Normus is just laying outside the fucking bathroom door. And I'm like, I'm literally being stalked by the zucchini. And literally all I can hear is my friends laughing in the house, like downstairs. They're just like laughing hysterically.
So I got a chance to watch a Snapchat story this morning. And I said to myself, man, I'm out. I should go buy a massive zucchini. Just put it on my front door.
Hilarious.
And just leave it there. And then he would have just been like, what the fuck? This thing is following me around.
That would have been so fucking funny.
So it's funny because the guy that I'm sort of hanging out with or seeing or whatnot, he sent me a picture today, and it literally was cucumber, zucchinis, and squash. And he's like, hey, I'm just shopping for a side piece. Any preferences?
That's so amazing.
So I texted my friends last night. I was like, hey, I'm really feeling like I miss my zucchini. And they sent me a picture of the zucchini in my bed at their house, but they cut a hole in the zucchini, put a cigarette in it like it had a mouth, laid a dildo next to it, and their response was, the zucchini has moved on.
This is why I love them. That is amazing.
I could not. I'm like, literally. So I went there for a wedding, but it was all about the zucchini.
That's so freaking funny.
Crazy people, I'm telling you.
There was definitely foreshadowing to that, because on Friday when I was working, this girl I work with said, you have to see this fucking cucumber that I grew. And it was like bigger than a Coke bottle.
Do you still have said cucumber?
Okay, so you need to like work on your references.
This
right?
was a 2-liter bottle of Coke.
Oh,
was like, it that thick
okay.
too?
Oh yeah.
Never mind. Oh Trish.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Like we said earlier, mouth
Dr.
guard.
Dr. G,
girl.
I'm gonna have to
mouth
come
guard.
See you very soon.
Mouth guard.
Oh Lord, have mercy. Okay. Well, with that being said, zucchini and all, Dixie Normus has made it to the Dixie Hall of Fame. We're going to have to probably put a picture of Dixie Normus on our wall now.
Actually, that would be great.
Yeah.
Even though, like, what I'm picturing is, like, because you said they went at it, like, hacking at it. It's like, I feel like they had a botched circumcision. And it's like, come back in a week and we'll finish it, like, kind of thing. Like, I feel like it's probably not that pretty.
Maybe I'll put the picture of the zucchini who's moved on in the post today.
That is what I want to see. That's the picture I want to see.
Not as the feature image.
No, but we'll probably have to, like, I don't know.
Or maybe you can Photoshop.
Glare out the dildo.
Why?
I don't know.
I was thinking you could Photoshop the bow
what
of his violin
people.
Out and have him playing the violin with the zucchini.
Okay, all right, that's enough about right. my zucchini, okay?
You're supposed to keep us on track, Tom.
I'm trying, but you guys are all zucchinied out. I just don't know. Shall we jump into stories? I really don't want to talk about my weekend because it was very uneventful. I'm like jonesing for something like, you know, I need the Royals. Hurry up. February can come soon enough. I'm sorry. But anyway. All right. So we've got some, unless you want to talk about your weekend.
No, that's all right. I'm good.
You good?
No, we got
you
stuff sure? to do. We got a job to do.
Is it? I don't know.
So wait all on right. that paycheck.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Oh, these bitches.
Community service. I feel like I'm sentenced to this.
Nasty.
There's a fucking court order to be here.
All right. So I will jump in. I would like to kick
ankle bracelet.
On
I was
two
like,
feet.
What's on me?
I'm gonna put an ankle bracelet on both ankles, and then
you
one
already
on
have an ankle bracelet on me. You all can see where I am at all times,
and literally one on every toe too. Mm.
So stories.
Then you can really call them ghettos.
Oh my god. Dad joke.
He's literally getting to that point in his life where they're dad jokes.
So bad. Like, I can get away with dad jokes. I can get away with it because I'm like, you know.
Chris.
Yeah.
Can you see the love tonight? I told you it was a karaoke
episode. I can't get
episode.
Enough.
Oh, no.
All right, so listen.
No, he's okay.
All right,
zucchini.
I want to talk about, so as we know, we had our primary elections last Tuesday.
Election. We're going with a drag name theme today.
Yeah, apparently.
So elections are now election.
Election results.
So we had primary elections last Tuesday for several states, including Vermont, and elections. But yes. We're going to call them elections. Okay. So I would like to congratulate. We didn't have an opportunity to mention it on the show because obviously we didn't see it. We didn't know that she was even running or a candidate in the state of Vermont. But Christine Hallquist, a transgender woman, wins the Vermont gubernatorial primary.
Nailed it. Proud of you.
Trying.
This Why cocktail- is it gubernatorial? Like, who came up with that word?
I think it has to go back to, is it Greece? Greece or Rome? Greece. I think it's back to the Greeks or maybe the Romans. I knew the story and I'm blanking on it and I wanted to have it ready for when you asked that question. And the day I had it down, you didn't. And I'm so mad that I forgot it. I will get back to you on that.
Thank you.
So I'm super proud of the fact that the state of Vermont has moved past the rhetoric that's, you know, very evident and in your face around the country, including most in Washington, D.C., and have opted to allow bestow such a privilege to someone who happens to be a transgender woman. Her name is Christine Hallquist, and she is a former utility executive from Vermont, and she became the first transgender woman to win a primary and be endorsed by a major party in the entire U.S.
And there's a video from what you posted or had in the notes, and she was saying that I can handle all the bigotry and hatred the world can throw at me,
which is amazing. So, you know, to me, it's like I would love to see this woman win come November.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that in a state like Vermont, this is possible. I mean, you've got Bernie Sanders, for God's sakes,
who also won his primary,
and he's on track to win yet another, tenor within the U.S. Senate for an additional 6 years. So this is, you know, pretty much amazing. A lot of the news that comes out of Vermont typically is always good, especially for the LGBT community, but this is amazing.
But it's the interesting thing about that was, as I was driving through Vermont during the 2016 campaign season, all I saw on people's lawns were Trump signs, Trump signs, Trump signs, Trump signs, which is interesting. But I guess when it hits to home, they want someone that stands up for their values.
And when you think about all the rhetoric that's been going around in our nation, right, and specifically what's coming out of the Oval Office regarding our transgender men and women who for whatever reason are now trying to be stopped from serving in our military in any capacity, period. When you think about all this rhetoric and all the stuff that's been happening in the news, when you look at someone who ran against three other Democratic candidates for that same primary. Mm-hmm. To come out on top,
right?
It is significant, it is amazing, and it is about time.
And it shows that this candidate is the person that Vermonters want to take care of them, run Vermont.
They're
the most qualified person, apparently, and it has nothing to do with who she is.
And, you know, we have been seeing a whole bunch of, like, transgender candidates making history
mm-hmm.
in local elections and local, state houses. I believe Danica, God, I forgot her last name, but she was one of the candidates that ran in Virginia and won. Mm-hmm. We had a candidate in California who also won a seat into one of the local chairmanships from one of the towns, which was amazing. We have a lot of LGBT folks, both men, women, and transgender folks that won a lot of races throughout Virginia and in some of these Bible Belt states that, you know, that's some significant stuff, and it's really good to see. I'm really happy that I'm seeing it now because what's coming is very dangerous. You know, we've got an appointment in the U.S. Supreme Court right now that's pending that can be in play very dangerously for our community because there's a lot at stake. And I hope that what I'm seeing and that tidal wave of blue that's coming, that people says is coming, I hope that it does get here because it is the only way that we're going to balance what is currently off balance or what's out of whack
right.
in our government.
Right. Especially at the highest court in the nation.
Exactly.
That's a problem.
It is.
It should never lean one way. The 4-4 and the one in the center, I think, is the most important thing.
So we just hope that, you know, that we figure something out. Yeah. They need to just really push and say, you know, this is not the candidate that we would like to see in the Supreme Court.
Well, we have a big season going on from now till November, so it'll be very busy.
Well, I mean, the judicial reviews start soon. I believe the first or second week of September, you'll start having some of these committees start getting together and figuring out whether or not they want to throw this nominee to the full vote of the Senate floor. Mm-hmm. So something to watch for. But anyway, so congratulations again to Christine.
Danica Rome.
Danica Rome. Thank you, Trish. Danica Rome.
I'm just fact checking today.
So congratulations to Christine Hallquist. And moving on. So my boys have some stories as well. Go for it, boys.
You started off.
Oh.
Oh, my God. I'm not prepared.
I
was actually looking at a different story. But anyway, fine. I'll talk about Russia.
Because I'll follow up.
Russia! The wonderful state and country of Russia that we all can't stand. Well, welcomes you back with some more negativity toward the gay community. God, we love them so much. So here, you know, we try to get people to go out there and we try to get people to vote. Why do we try to get people to vote, guys? Why do you think it's important?
Because if you want to be or see change in the world, you have to be that change. You know, only when you come together, right, you make change. And people who are oppressed, if they are forever oppressed and never open their mouths and come out and say, hey, I don't agree with this and this is why, and here are 1,000 other people that don't agree with this as well, and we're going to make change, it'll never happen. But in a country like Russia, they might not care what it is that you do or say because, you know, most of the elections are rigged by a president or a titan or a tyrant or a, what do you call them?
When I posed that question.
Dictator.
Dictator,
when
thank
I
you.
Posed that
I called
question,
them a titan.
I wasn't hoping we ran that far.
Yeah, I figured but I went to talk and I was like, I'm not going to give an answer.
But let me stop. Why?
So we vote in America so that our voices are heard. Our voice matters as American citizens. We vote so that our voice, our opinion makes a difference.
The beauty of democracy.
However, in Russia, if you don't vote, that means you'll probably be gay.
Mm. Stop it.
Yeah, no. I mean, like, that's the thing now. I guess if people don't vote...
I didn't vote in the last election,
you know how many people
and
did
then,
it?
Hello!
Honey, it wasn't last year that did it.
I didn't vote in the past election either there in Russia.
But let's just think about this logically, because how many people actually vote versus the population of the United States? Like, not that much.
Well, believe it or not, I think the last poll that they said only in the 2016 presidential election, I believe it was 32% of the eligible electorate actually voted.
Now, let's think
of everyone
Don't quote
else.
Me.
Because, guys, we can go fishing. If they are going to be gay now, we can go fishing because they didn't vote. How exciting.
I want to go.
So they're claiming that if you do not vote, you are going to become gay.
Yeah, so they released... So back to the actual story. I was on a tangent. But if they released a video that basically shows two men arguing about elections. It's in Russian, and mm-hmm. I completely understand it, but I don't, so I read a little bit about it. And basically what they're doing, they are talking about why you should or shouldn't vote within this, like, I think it's like a 30-something second ad, and it was shared on Facebook. However, after they were seen in a park, seen in a bathroom talking about it, you see them walking back to the apartment, and then one of the gentlemen starts undressing the other gentleman, and then flips one of the gentlemen, the one that was on the bed, flips over, ass up, and the last thing you see is the other guy shutting the door and saying, "Let the others go vote. We have more important things to do."
Wait a minute.
Not only is he slamming the community, the gay community, because like we're not smart enough or in tuned enough to get out there and vote, but he's saying only gay people don't vote. Only gay people don't care. If you don't vote, you're clearly a gay man.
Mm-hmm. So he's basically, what he's saying is, you better show up and vote, otherwise we're all going to think that you're a gay man.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
but what happens to the women?
It has nothing about women in this ad, so I cannot speak to you about that.
It's freaking sad.
But I think it's the same government. Thing.
And it's probably also they're trying to exploit, like, gay people don't care about you. They only care about getting it in with themselves. That's another thing that I think that they're taking it on. Like, they don't want to be part of this so-called democracy that we say we have here in Russia.
Well, it's also interesting, too, that this video that is, I don't want to say that it's pornographic because it's not. But it shows two men getting down to their underwear in an intimate situation, which is surprising to me that the Russian LGBT or the any Russian network or Facebook group would share that, because you see pre-coitus, basically.
Who released this video? I mean, I'm not saying, is it a private organization or was it the government's initiative to do this?
Well, the government...
It was a Facebook video that was released.
But the government would have had to...
So it's a social media propaganda
video. The government would have had to okay this.
So if the government okayed this, right, and they're showing two men in underwear, and this is being sent around in Russia, isn't the government guilty of the very law that they pass saying, you know, trying to avoid gay propaganda, period?
This would be, for them, that's interesting, but this would be anti-gay propaganda. But the fact that they're showing two gay men, I understand exactly
right?
what you're
because
saying.
They passed because the law saying that
you
this
can't
kind of
show
stuff
anything like this
is illegal.
Right. So, no, I understand exactly what you're saying. They are using it. I think they're twisting it to where the law works.
In their favor.
In their favor,
because
absolutely.
What they're saying at the end is gay men don't vote because they don't give a crap about anything but having sex.
Exactly.
So if you don't vote, you're gay.
And our guest has it playing for me right now, and I'm watching it. So they're getting in the room, and he's taking his clothes off. Two men in the same room taking off clothes and undoing
they're
their pants.
By the way.
Yes, they are very attractive.
And this is strictly illegal in Russia, but they're using it as anti-gay propaganda. Because it's so interesting how strict their laws are. With this leads to another story where
you can't even walk the streets with a goddamn rainbow on yourself because it's
not
gay propaganda. But they can fish this stuff around, this bullshit.
Well, the interesting part about this was a 16-year-old Russian. He was arrested in July for uploading images to a Russian social media site. He was caught saving a picture.
Wait, how was this a 16-year-old boy?
Yes.
Yes.
Yep. He was caught saving a picture of two men hugging, and somehow the government found out that he wasn't even sharing this.
Oh, shit. They should not see the stuff that I save.
Mm-mm. Well, no, definitely not.
That's my photo vault, bitch. It's a lock on it.
And
hello.
The person, I'm going to find the man's name, Maxim Nerevov, I think is his name. I'm not very good at that.
It's not even a word.
Anyway. He was saying that the photo showed guys hugging. I didn't even publish them, just saved them in an album. And somehow the government found this. He was arrested, released from custody. But after he was fined 50,000 rubles, which is $736 US for storing this photo. And something that he goes on to say is it's terrible. In our country, people are tortured and killed in prisons. School children are intimidated only because they oppose Putin's regime. He continues to say that protest Biesk, which I believe is the site, or the group,
is sure that if the administration is so afraid of us, then we need to continue. We have everything that is needed, people, ideas, and desire.
Absolutely.
But that goes to show the little, small amounts of anything that you can have possession of, not even sharing it. That's at that point, that's not even propaganda. You're not spewing it out there. Mm-hmm. You're just saving it for your personal self, and the government is spying on you, and the government is going to come to your home and arrest you. It's absolutely disgusting.
It's crazy. Horrible. All right. So listen, on that note, thank you so much for reporting that. It's disturbing and horrible, but we do have a guest that we need to get to. So what we're going to do right now is take a break. We'll play some music for you. And when we come back, we'll have our friend Matthew Olson, or best known as the Shirtless Violinist, join us for a great conversation regarding his art and music. To our Patreon supporters, again, as we told you before, sadly, we do have to disconnect the live stream because we need our camera for our guests. But thank you once again for watching. Look forward to listening to the other half of the show on our audio version of the show, which will be published later this evening. That being said,
can I just say one more thing?
No. Here's our music. We're going.
I need to say one more thing about the story.
Go.
Because she just cuts people off and she doesn't let us finish and button our stories. Oh, hell no.
We have time. We're timed.
It's fine. Anyway, I just want to say that, back to what I was talking about, the reality is so many LGBTQ people actually vote. So this video makes absolutely no sense, mm-hmm. because people want change, and mainly right now, LGBTQ people want change. So that video is absolutely ridiculous.
Right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, from our break. That amazing rendition of Despacito, which we just basically just heard on the show for our break, is brought to you by none other than our good friend Matthew, also known as the Shirtless Violinist. He joins us today to talk about shirtless. Did I say shirtless?
No, he had a tank on when this started.
You guys really are awful. Either way, Matthew is joining us. He's going to be talking about his music. He's going to be talking about his videos. We're super excited. I got an opportunity to actually go on his YouTube channel and mm-hmm. binge on all of the music that you've got available. Matthew, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
It is our pleasure. I have to tell you, you have quite a gift there with the violin.
Thank you. You know, it's something I've done since the age of three, so I don't ever remember not playing.
Wow. So, well, I can tell you that not only are you talented, right? You're making all these videos and you're making all these, there's sort of like short stories surrounding the music that you are covering, right? Because a lot of the music that you've done are all covers in violin or some sort of instrument that you have in assistance and background. But you pick very, very interesting songs to play in violins. Like, I would never have thought to hear something like, for example, Despacito, which is a very popular song, played on a violin. What made you choose that song?
It was such a huge song last summer. Yeah, it was last summer. It feels like a decade ago. It was such a huge song. I loved it. I thought it had beautiful melodies. I started hearing other instruments cover it, and I thought, this, I've got to give this a try. I tried it in my living room for my boyfriend, Paul, and he gave it the thumbs up. And so we were like, this is done. And it is my most popular song for downloads and streams by about a factor of 10.
That's awesome.
Wow.
So why don't we start off with you telling us a little bit about you, who you are, what you do, and then we can work from there.
So, like I said, I started playing the violin at the age of three. I do not remember ever not playing it. So I tell people I was born with a violin in my hand.
It could very well be possible.
So I started playing. I have two siblings, a younger sister and a brother. They play as well. And so music was a part of our family life growing up. Everybody played violin. We were always doing something related to the violin. My mother was a big proponent of classical music. She played classical music in the home growing up. So it was really just, it was my life. And I pursued classical violin, played with orchestras, got to play with my siblings for a little while. We had a trio called Two Hits and a Miss, much to my sister's chagrin.
That's amazing.
You know, and I was performing, playing with orchestras, always in a tuxedo or tails. I mean, as fully dressed as you can possibly get.
Mm-hmm. I think we need to rename our podcast Two Hits and a Miss.
Poor Trish.
Who's the miss?
Trish.
Oh, happy post-birthday, Trish.
Oh, thank you. Jesus.
I had to pay him to say that.
Oh,
thank you. God. Sorry, I interrupted you. Sorry, keep going.
So just over 2 years ago, I met my boyfriend, Paul. And like you do on like the second or third date, you tell your date that one of the things you've always wanted to do is make music videos. And your date says, yeah, actually, I've always wanted to direct and edit and produce music videos.
So, oh, my God. So that's like a match made in heaven.
Yeah. You know, he'd given up on his dream because he's legally blind and realized he couldn't pursue movie making. And I had never really pursued making music videos because I couldn't play the violin and hold the camera and do everything. So I was like, you know, someday. So we decided that our first road trip down to San Francisco is where we'd film. We got to Crater Lake. It was a beautiful sunset. I got up on a log. I had a tank top and sweatpants on. And Paul said, why don't you take off the shirt? And he said, there's 1,000 violinists on YouTube. You know, let's give them something to look at and to listen to. I looked around because I grew up very, very shy, very, very conservative. So there was no one else around. So I was like, okay, took the shirt off. And we put up our first music video. We instantly, within about a week, got about 20,000 views, which for us was huge. We had no idea. We had one video up on a channel. And we were like, how are people finding this? We Google searched shirtless violinist and found that pride.com had done an article. And we read it. It was hilarious. She did GIFs. It was so cute.
So she did an article on you.
Yeah.
And you didn't even know it.
Yeah, I did. I had no clue.
So she named you. She made you the shirtless violinist?
No, we'd already picked the name.
Ah, okay.
Actually, funny story. I wanted, because I was so shy and kind of very conservative. I wanted to be called the barefoot violinist. Even though I was going to be shirtless, I was always going to be barefoot. And I thought barefoot was a little less risque, but name was already taken. So I was forced to be the shirtless violinist.
I will tell you this, though. Really great choice, because what we're viewing right now and a lot of the videos that you have put out there, my God. So if Paul's in the room, Paul, thank you. Thank you for making him take his shirt off.
I'll tell him.
Oh, he just looked over. He's right there.
I'm always just a few feet away.
Oh, there he is. He's so cute.
Thank you. So that you know, unfortunately to our listeners, you can't see what we're looking at. But of course, you can go to his YouTube channel, which we will make sure to tell you by the end of the show, and watch all of his videos, and you get to see firsthand what we're looking at right now.
And listen.
And listen.
His music's fantastic.
Is amazing. And Paul, thank you for making a cameo, but our listeners are not seeing this. They can't see this. This is, unfortunately, we're
it's
just
okay,
using
I
this
can.
For audio, but we can. So Nick's got a question for you. I'll let him ask his question.
Evidently, I have a question.
You always have a question.
I mean, I'm going to bring it back to gay. Like, let's talk gay. All right. This is gay talk. So obviously, most, if not all of your videos kind of focus around, you know, gay culture and or gay relationships. I want you to talk a little bit about why that's so important to you and why you portray it in your videos so much. Like, how are you conveying this to our community and why it's so important?
That was a
question.
Well,
it all started last March with Beauty and the Beast. We were trying to come up with a music video for Beauty and the Beast. Paul and I both love Disney, and we knew we wanted to start covering some of the Disney classics. And so we decided, why not put a little spin, a little twist on it, our own twist. We grew up seeing heterosexuals in all the Disney movies. Mm. Why not do it with two gays? And so that was our idea. We filmed Beauty and the Beast. We had no idea what the reception was like. Mm. Paul had never done drag before that day.
he made it work.
So it was huge. That video has 500,000 views. It was written about in over 70, we lost count of articles, over 70 countries wrote about it. And it was just article after article. It really was the first thing to go viral. And so we realized, oh, wow, we hit upon something. We accidentally stumbled upon this idea that besides the beautiful music, beautiful visuals, making classical music sexy, is that we could really represent our community in a unique way through the telling of beautiful love stories with our own gay twist on them. So we just continued to do that. Next was Little Mermaid. Then we did Cinderella, Star Wars. And then,
wait, I didn't see the Star Wars one.
I didn't see that one either.
I have to go and look for it now.
And then we did earlier this spring, Perfect, Ed Sheeran's Perfect, just as a gay love story. It's a kind of a texting back and forth, Paul and I do. And that was the first where we just kind of came up with our own little story to tell. And that's the second video that's really gone viral. It's gotten over 100,000 views in the last 2 days. So something's happened. I have no clue what's happening, but it's really gotten picked up. And we just tell this little story that anybody can relate to. It's just texting back and forth when you're not around each other.
Right.
So obviously people are resonating with the videos that you're putting out there and the stories and you know, the interaction between the actors that are in the video. Why do you think that is?
Oh, but God, that stumps me. You'd asked me, would a shirtless violinist ever be a thing? I would have been like, hell no.
So,
absolutely not.
So here's the thing, right? So I think, you know, in our lives, growing up as gay individuals, we don't have representation. We don't see this all the time, you know? And now it's becoming so prevalent and so visible, and it's so beautiful. And you are affecting so many, whether it's young or older, so many lives, so many gay lives. I kind of want to know how that makes you feel. If you've even kind of like taken that in, like your story or the stories you're putting out there, people can finally see two men or two people falling in love, that's basically my path or their path or your path. You know what I mean? It's something we've never seen before. So you're changing lives. How does that make you two feel?
Really honored. And sometimes it's very sobering to get messages from Pakistan and Iran and Russia, as you guys were talking about earlier, people who will take the time to message me through Instagram or wherever, this long, really sad, heartbreaking story about what it's like to live in those countries. So I feel deeply honored to be able to reach behind some of these really horrible political situations and touch people. It's really sad to hear the stories. I'm glad I can bring a little hope, a little, you know, tears, laughter, joy to these people. And then I know I do touch a lot of young people who are just browsing through YouTube and, you know, stumble across these videos. So I'm honored. It's something I never thought would happen. I never realized that I could really represent our culture.
And that's actually how I first heard about you. I was on YouTube and I had stumbled upon your page. And then when I saw the email that you had sent us, I was like, oh my God, the shirtless violinist. I love him. You guys need to say yes immediately. And not only is it great.
I was literally just about to say that too.
I love that you're bringing visibility to the gay community, but you're also bringing visibility to the classical community. Because so many people, it's not true, but people think that classical music is like a dying industry or a dying genre. And it's really not. I mean, classical, there are every big city, major city has an orchestra. And I think that you said words that I was thinking. You're making classical music sexy. When you look at Lindsey Stirling, you look at the Piano Guys or Well Strung, these are people who are letting other people know that, you know, music doesn't have to just be an electric guitar, a bass, a drum set, or electronics. It can be this beautiful instrument that was meant to create magnificent art, and you're putting it to music that they're used to, but reminding them the beauty of the voice of that instrument, which I think is incredible.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And, you know, I feel like classical music has always been seen as stuffy, highbrow, and I was really honored when Symphony Hall over in the UK contacted me out of the blue, and they said, we love your music. We want you to represent our classical symphony hall this summer on our webpage and in Pride over there. So they flew me out. I filmed a classical song. They requested a classical song. I filmed inside the concert hall with a film crew. And then they put that
up
on
all concert hall?
Symphony Hall.
What?
Which concert hall?
So it's in Birmingham.
Okay.
Birmingham Symphony Hall. It's actually Symphony. Town Hall. Okay. Symphony Hall. Simon Rattle, if you're familiar with conductors, used to conduct there. Very famous conductor.
I'm a big classical music lover here.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yes. Huge. So huge. And I'm a mess. So like I'm nothing but I'm nowhere near stuffy or anything like that. But that's what people assume it is. I'm also from Connecticut. They think I'm rich. I'm very poor. So those stereotypes are terrible.
So, you know, as a classical musician, I am standing on the stage of a hall I never thought I would ever stand on, filming a music video. They, you know, brought me over there. And then they took that music video and they put it on the back of a giant truck that was just a huge television screen. And they drove that truck afloat through Birmingham Pride and sent me pictures. I wasn't there for it, but I was deeply, deeply honored to be representing a really neat connection of the classical community and the LGBTQ community. So
that is absolutely amazing. So before we were saying that when your email came in, you know, immediately, as soon as we heard the ding, we got a text message from Chris, and it said, I have to read this. It's like, oh my God, the shirtless violinist just emailed us. Oh my God. I've seen him on YouTube. He's great. You got to check out his video with Ed Sheeran. Oh my God, Tommy, he even covers a Game of Thrones theme, so you'll enjoy that one. What was it, Game of Thrones? Did you do a Game of Thrones cover?
Yeah, you did a Game of Thrones cover.
I have to find it. Oh my God, I haven't seen it because I'm a total Game of Thrones nerd, like total nerd. But that is just amazing. So when you sent that email, you're one of the few artists that that we haven't booked by reaching out to. You reached out to us. How did you find us?
So when I'm at the gym, which I do a lot, I love podcasts. Podcasts get me through the gym, especially all the cardio. You know, I need something to distract me from, 20 sets of leg presses. So, I just used the podcast app. I was typing in LGBT or something, and I came across yours, subscribed, and it's great. You guys help me keep things going.
Well, that's good to know.
I'm glad we do something. Gay talk,
there you go. Gay talk is keeping the shirtless violinist shirtless.
Yeah. It's amazing. Not keeping me shirtless, clearly.
So, bringing it back to the music, that's so cool, you know, that it's like, you know, a random podcast, you find it helps you do what you do, but it also helps us because, you know, when you reached out to us, we were like, oh my God, I said to Trish when he so enthusiastically texted us, like, oh my God, the shirtless violinist texted us. It's so amazing. But so you put out a lot of music. How many songs would you say that you've covered in since you started this project?
Oh, I think it's getting close to 30.
That's a lot of material. A lot of songs. Is there any specific one that's like your absolute favorite?
Oh, Ness and Dorma. Right now, it's usually one of the more. Ness and Dorma that's one I can actually put on and listen to. There's some of my music I can't listen to, but Ness and Dorma is one I can stand.
That's actually really funny because me and Tom listens to the podcast all the time. And sometimes I'll go back and listen to our show, but most of the time I'm like, I can't listen to myself.
I was like, I don't get paid to listen to you two right now. You think I'm going to listen to you two when I'm in the comfort of my own home?
Well, I do it only because I'm such a perfectionist that, you know, it's like I try to listen to see, okay, well, we need to improve here, or that didn't sound right. Maybe I should try something else. I drive them nuts. Mm-hmm. Trust me. When it
He's
comes
like,
to
I need to put more compression on Trish. She gets too screechy.
But I think it's interesting that you bring up that point where, you know, how did you find us? And when you were mentioning people reaching out from Afghanistan, Iran, or Russia, not only do you bring them hope, but you bring them community. And mm-hmm. that's something that we've had people reach out to us from the Bible Belt, from the Deep South, saying, you know, I listen to you every week and I feel like I'm part of a community. And this is showing that we are a community and we are looking for, you know, more love and more hope out there. And it is out there and it's accessible. So it really does mean so much more to people in these countries that we're reaching out to them or they're mm-hmm. finding us out there. It gives them some comfort, some solace to know that there are other people out there that are like them, that are thinking about them every day and are giving them beautiful music, which gives people hope in life.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And that's what you guys do as well. I mean, you are providing that community. So people who hop onto the podcast app and are searching for things to listen to can, you know, learn about new things and feel that community as well. So thank you.
So Paul is in the room. We all know this. So your boyfriend's there. Would he be willing to come on and chat with you together for a second?
Well, you don't ask Paul.
I want to ask you both. This is like a joint project. You guys found, like, met each other 2 years ago. This means a lot to you, obviously, as well. I wanted to ask both of you as a couple, what does this mean to you as well? Like, how is this impacting your lives as a couple and for the entire community?
Well, thank you for having me on. It's so interesting because, like Matthew said, we formed this sort of very naturally, very early in our relationship after just a month of dating. And here we are. I would never have dreamed we'd be doing it. We'd still be doing it. And it would just be like such a big part of our lives 2 years later. But it, I mean, our relationship has really been defined by the growth and the evolution of this project. And we've just discovered that we're great creative collaborators. And we I just feel really strongly in things that are meant to be. And it just feels really like this was meant to happen in both of our lives, that we were able to come together. As Matthew mentioned, I am legally blind. I am losing my vision permanently. And I have a rare genetic disease called retinitis pigmentosa. And so I have tunnel vision and about 15% of my vision left. And without Matthew's encouragement, without his incredible confidence and his determination, because Matthew is just a kind of guy that dives into the deep end, and I'm kind of more of the cautious type. If it weren't for him, I would never be fulfilling this dream of telling stories through filmmaking. And so, and I'm able to also be part of getting his dream in motion too. And so here we are. And I just feel like it's the most incredible thing. It's very special experience, both for our love and for our creative fulfillment.
So it's not a show until I'm crying. I was going to say, you're usually the one that I'm ready to cry. All that being said, oh my God, holy crap, that's insane. I can't believe that you're going through that and like supporting him. And like, that's, wow, 2 years and they've built this entire thing. That's, wow. Thank you, somebody else to talk for a second.
So first of all, two absolutely beautiful souls sit before us. Conversating with us and talking about what drives your relationship and what drives your lives and surrounding this amazing, beautiful work that you know, Matthew is doing. So what is your favorite song, Paul, that he has thus far done?
I want to say that my favorite song, and that is hard to choose, and I guess it, I'll say that the first song I ever asked him to play in his living room, when we were first dating and first picking out a song to do.
Was he just shirtless?
It was Hallelujah.
Keep it together.
What did he say?
Was it just shirtless at that point? Or
like, was he actually naked violinist at that point?
he was the naked, coconut oiled up. There may have been coconut oil involved. No.
We'll use that as rosin. Yeah.
And so I asked him to play Hallelujah because the Jeff Buckley version of Hallelujah was always one of my favorite songs. Such an emotional song. I love that song from college when I first heard it. And so I asked him to play it. He'd never even heard the Jeff Buckley version because something interesting about Matthew is that because he grew up homeschooled and playing the violin for like 6 hours a day, he has no real pop cultural references. So I actually I pick all the kind of current songs that we do. Because he doesn't know. Like, he's just like grew up in the classical community. So
he's like, let's do some Bach.
Yeah, and he's like, how about we do some Adele?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on like nowadays either. It's okay, I get you.
Bach with a little Bieber, and then we found a nice balance. Yeah. But so I think Hallelujah's problem. It's still just a personal favorite because that was sort of the song I first heard him play.
So So tell me a little bit about your hopes and dreams for the shirtless violinist or this YouTube channel. Like, what do you want to see happen with it?
Well, you know, after doing the first video and getting that article written, we did what anybody would do. We were like, let's do another one. So we did another one. And then that got, I think, 2 or 3 articles written about it. We were like, let's do another one. We had no plans past the first one. But by the 3rd or 4th one, we were like, this is really expensive. Because rather than having Paul film and me having to say, Paul, that's not me. That's a sack of potatoes. I'm over here.
Oh, my God. Where are you?
So we were starting to hire people. We were like, this is damn expensive. So we started a Patreon and immediately found that there was a group of people that wanted to pay for our videos, music videos, to continue to be made. So that was really a dream. That was kind of the first step in our dream. And that's why we are continuing to do what we do, is thanks to them.
Crowdfunding. Without the crowdfunding and the fan base that kind of like came out of nowhere, we would definitely not have the means to continue doing it. So that's been really cool. And I just see that is kind of growing month by month. So, I mean, obviously, I think that this has just the potential to continue to grow. And I mean, I'd love to see Matthew play live, playing live and performing and touring.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I would love to see a full-fledged concert, just to sit down and just sit back and watch someone shirtless just go at it on a violin and, like, you know, just treat it like it's your own personal bitch. Is that okay to say? Yes. And just be like, I'm just
the
gonna
violin is a lady.
Oh, like you, honey.
I could see you someday playing with the BSO at Tanglewood.
Oh, I'm sorry. My God,
if I go, it's gonna rain. I'm sorry, but you'll be under the shed, so it's okay.
That's actually kind of true. If you go, it will rain.
Every time I go to Tanglewood, it rains.
This is absolutely... So I have a couple of more questions because I don't want to take too much of your time. But so what do you have in the works? What's coming up next down the pike?
Well, I'm on just a few days away. Like next week, we are filming...
On my birthday.
On Paul's birthday.
Yeah, which is the
August 29th.
Which is the 2 years.
Are you a Leo?
Our first video.
Are you a Leo?
Virgo.
Okay, that's okay.
Get it
it's
right.
It's still in August. You're still in August, baby. I'm okay with it. People can't stand me because I'm a Leo.
So for Paul's birthday, we're filming the next in kind of the sequel to Perfect, which we did the little texting back and forth. So we're going to do another little sequel in that. So that'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we're going to continue to... Just, I mean, like, as you've mentioned before, the storytelling is really what is touching people, and those videos are the ones that really have taken off the most, having those gay love story elements. And so we're just kind of taking some of those ideas that we planted in earlier videos and kind of creating a little bit of a series that's going on. So we're excited about that.
That's awesome. So do you guys employ actors in addition to what you can contribute to the video to play these love stories? Or are you planning to do that at any point? Are you using friends? I mean, because Trish would love to be in a video.
No. So for everything we've done, it's just been friends. We have some dancer friends that have been in them.
We have had actor friends in them.
Oh, we do. Yes, we have. Yeah, we've had some actor friends. Yeah, it's just been people that we know or meet
at our local university. I mean, like a lot of students that are majoring in theater and dance. I mean, that's a great place to go and make new friends. So we've made a lot of friends through this whole creative process. Yeah. And Matthew is the type, he just asks anybody, he just calls people up and just makes instant friends. And Matthew, that's sort of how we found a lot of the venues. If you saw our Hallelujah music video, it was in a church. Matthew's personal slogan is, it's better to ask forgiveness than permission. So he didn't tell them that he was the shirtless.
That's great my line. Motto.
Great line.
So, two more things. So the music that you've recorded thus far, is the audio version of your music available on iTunes or anywhere where people can actually buy the music?
Yeah, so it's available on all music streaming services, iTunes, Spotify, Pandora, Amazon, Google Play, Deezer, Tidal, everything. And then if they want it as a physical collection, they can get the audio disc as well.
Awesome.
You're getting at least 4 downloads tonight.
Yes.
Promise.
Well, probably the whole repertoire. But and then the other thing is too, which often we've spoken about it before, but Trisha's working on a project. She's actually starting her own show.
I was going to say this, but evidently.
And
I'm just going to go.
Have a good night, honey. We'll see you next week.
About damn time. It took an hour and 12 minutes.
But she's working on a project, and I think that it's going to be a very, very, very amazing thing to see. And a lot of what she will need as far as content and to bring in and make it work is something that you, the pair of you have, I think that would resonate very well. I will let Nick explain a little bit about his project. And I think that you guys would be amazing as one of maybe the first people to participate in your project. Go for it.
Oh,
I think it's amazing.
Okay. So I'm starting this new project. So I'm doing a new podcast. It's called the Love is Love Podcast. And I'm super excited about it. I'm partnering with the Love is Love Project. And they are a gay couple that have traveled the nation taking photographs of LGBTQ couples that have found love and told their story. So what I'm going to be doing is partnering with them and then obviously other gay couples that I know in my personal life and that we've met via this podcast to have them on and tell their story so that we can share hope with our community, hope that we can find love and hope that, you know, it does get better. So I would love to have you guys join me as soon as I get this up and running.
Yes, oh, please. Absolutely. Oh, I'd love to. That would be great.
That sounds beautiful.
Because, I mean, I'm taken aback.
It's going to get personal.
Whole...
I'm going to cry.
Yeah.
I'm going to be crying by the end.
I'm taken aback at how you guys met and how you guys really, like, took to each other and really, like, it was perfect. You had an idea. You had a creative drive in your own specific way, Paul. I'm talking to Paul. And then, of course, Matthew, you had your own creative drive as well, and you guys just literally found each other and all just came together, and out of all of this comes out this amazing, beautiful work that you guys are putting out, and of course, I mean, it helps that he takes his shirt off and it's like, wow.
They actually both do if you watch the videos, and it's not bad, but it's actually quite great.
I don't want to throw Paul's business out there.
He does. It's on YouTube.
But but I think again, and I had said that because I think you guys would make a really, really good episode in regards to your story. It would really probably open up a lot of ears and eyes and hearts, telling your story and how you guys met and how it all just came together.
I agree.
That would be so much fun. We have never done something that just focuses on that. Yeah, we'd love to do that.
And plus, you probably have somebody that can actually record a score for you.
Oh, well, there's that.
There you go.
I'm decent. I can help a little bit, too, if needed.
On your oboe?
I'm playing the flute right now.
Oh, now it's the flute.
I wanted to ask two quick questions.
Go for it.
Yeah. Going back to the classical aspect, I'm going to ask you to put the tails and the tux on just for one more second.
Okay.
We've had a listener actually reach out to us asking some of my influences when it came to classical music. He was someone who was younger and he was really wanting to pursue his musical dream. He was about to start at college, and he was asking me some of my musical influences. Some composers or performers were influences for you?
Oh, good question. I listen to a lot of Itzhak Perlman, Isaac Stern, Joshua Bell growing up, Yo-Yo Ma.
But Perlman's probably the one.
Perlman's amazing.
The one I talk about the most.
But maybe some composers as well that did, you know, are you going to more romantic? You go to Baroque, classical?
Oh, yeah. You know, I've gone through different stages. I do remember a real romantic period where Tchaikovsky and Beethoven and Brahms, Sibelius. More recently, I really enjoy some of the period Baroque groups playing me some good Bach, Vivaldi.
Definitely. Awesome. No, that's right away when I found out you were going to be coming on, I was like, I need to know, like, you know, are you a Dvorak guy or are you a Brahms guy? I pegged you for a Brahms guy. So I decided to ask that question. And my second one's kind of for both of you. If I want to look like that, can I still drink alcohol?
They're like, no.
That sounds like a no.
Yeah, well, Matthew drinks wine maybe, I don't know, once a week.
Yeah. So no. All right, good.
When I'm cutting, sadly, I'm dry.
Sorry, that was my silly question.
You just got to find a happy balance.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right, so if our listeners, first of all, you did mention that you're on Patreon, so our listeners or anyone that's listening could find you on Patreon if they wanted to support your endeavors. That's great. Where else can our listeners find you on?
YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and then all any music streaming download service.
Jesus, social media. Floozy, this one. I love it. Any other information that you would like to provide to our listeners? Do you have a website where they can go to? I would really just want you to take an opportunity to just plug yourself. Let them know where you're at, how they can find you, how they can purchase everything. Obviously, you've already said most of your music is available on all the streaming services. What is your YouTube channel? It's the...
Shirtless Violinist.
Okay.
Yeah, so no matter where it is, just type in Shirtless Violinist.
And he's the only one.
And you can find all your info on your website as well, which we'll post on our website and post for today.
Absolutely.
Yeah, shirtlessviolence.com.
I hope that's trademarked.
All kinds of new merch and stuff. He's got his physical CD like you talked about, and posters, and
a bunch of posters
and stuff. So we're just kind of like trying to branch out as much as possible.
And you do a Christmas medley. I can't wait to play that for my family at Christmas.
Oh, God. Oh my God.
Carol, like, so this is a friend of mine. He and his boyfriend are awesome.
And he will be like a compass near north.
You have a new stalker. His name is Chris.
Oh, God.
Enjoy him. All right. Well, guys, is there anything else that you would like to let our listeners know regarding what you're doing?
Just go to YouTube, subscribe, follow us everywhere else. Instagram's kind of my favorite. So if you really want to keep up to date with what we're doing on a daily basis, we keep the story up to date with everything that's going on. And if any of the listeners happen to be near the Boise, Idaho area, Matthew's actually going to be giving his first live performance in Boise, Idaho on September 22nd. And he'll be joined by the shirtless pianist, out from New Jersey, who's in a couple of our videos. We coined it. We created him.
No, but can I just say that I love the video. I love the video where you're FaceTiming and he's like, wait, hold on. I got to take my shirt off. And you're just like, mm-hmm.
Speaking of movement.
Yes.
So this is great. So you're going to have one of your first live performances here in the U.S. over in Boise, Idaho?
Yes.
All right. In middle America, which is great because you know what? They need exposure. They need people it's not middle America. It's
Northwest. I wasn't doing that for that. But I was like, we could be two hits and a miss. I could be the shirtless flautist. I could be the miss. I could be the
honey,
miss.
You're not hypothetically a miss. Always the miss. Come on.
Oh my
Chris.
God, boys. Let's wrap this up.
All right. Well, listen. Matthew, aka the shirtless violinist, and of course your wonderful, beautiful boyfriend Paul. Thank you so much for joining us on today's episode. It has been truly our honor.
Thank you so much.
We're gonna talk to you again soon, so it's not goodbye.
Yeah. She'll be,
welcome
she'll
to
be.
The Gay Talk family.
Okay, stay in touch, please.
All right, will
definitely.
Do.
Thank you so much, guys.
Bye.
Thank you.
All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, again, that was Matthew, a.k.a. the shirtless violinist, ooh, who joined us on today's episode. And, of course, the surprise of it all was his boyfriend, Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Such a cutie.
That They're was amazing.
When I was like, is he around? And he's just like, flutters over to the computer. Yeah, you like, don't have to ask twice.
Hello.
Pulls that chair over. He had the chair ready. It was ready.
I feel like he put a chain up to keep him like in the other room.
Such an adorable couple. That's such an adorable
he
couple.
Okay, you can come in now.
You can come in now.
That was awesome.
Incredible.
No, I think you know what. I think they're going to be great. I can't wait to see what you'll do with a production on their story.
I'm going to make everybody cry.
Mm-hmm. I know. So
they actually almost got me. I was like.
I was like, can somebody else talk for a second?
But then he said something about, you know, like, honey, that's a sack of potatoes. I'm over here. I thought I was going to die.
Well, clearly they've been together for a while that they can joke about it.
That's amazing. But you know what? It's just beautiful to see.
Mm-hmm, totally.
You know? Beautiful connections.
You know what's interesting, though?
Yes, what?
I have an ex named Matthew, and I also have an ex named Paul. Just saying. Putting it out
God,
there.
God, I hope it's not the... Oh, never mind.
So you guys going to ask them an email or do I need to mention it?
What?
Can you ask them if they're in short film work?
What?
Short film work.
If they have any work, you know, going into short films. Independent films, short films.
God, I hope.
But just go over to Skype and write a little message and
absolutely.
Send it to him.
Yeah, he was asking me that, and I was like, we can send him an email. I was like, we've been keeping them for a while, but they were a pleasure to talk to. I love their energy. I love their personalities. They're very humble.
So, Jose, you see what I'm talking about? You come into this room, and you sit down, and you're supposed to like listen only, and immediately you're like, oh, no, I want to chim in. It's addicting.
It absolutely people is. What also has to do with the fact that we killed a pint of tequila before the show started. What? That was his fault. It usually doesn't happen that way.
No.
Thank you.
There's only a staff meeting before and after.
All right.
Not
so,
six before.
So we should probably.
Yeah, we should definitely ring this home.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Do you want to top off the last story that you were talking on before we move on and wrap it up?
I think that story is pretty much over. I do want to mention one more thing before we say goodbye. Uh-huh. Because we always try to end on positivity, even though that was a great guest and very positive. We do have somebody who came out recently, and Chris brought it up earlier. Garrett Clayton came out as gay.
And that's wonderful.
Yeah, it's another, you know, positive thing for the gay community, more visibility. He was a Disney star. He also starred in King Cobra, which caused a lot of, what's the word?
Controversy.
Controversy, thank you.
That's what I'm here for.
But he's starring in a new film called Reach, which is super exciting. And it is about a gay kid growing up and what he has to go through as a gay individual. And it looks like it's going to be pretty intense for people to watch, but I also think it's going to be really important for the gay community to see, because it shows, you know, we saw Love, Simon, and Love, Simon was very light and airy and lovey, and this is going to show us the reality in which a lot of gay men face from day to day. Well, there's also Call Me By Your Name, but that we've talked about.
And there's also Pose.
And that's also like daddy, not daddy issues. There's a whole level there. So.
And Pose. Pose is another good show on FX.
6 years between them.
Next time we're just going to get him a microphone.
If it doesn't work, you can't just yell, because everyone's going to be like, who's that mouse whispering in the background?
Who's that guy talking in the background?
Oh, Lord have mercy. All right, so listen, we've got two more things that we need to talk about before we bring it home. So I'm going to kick it over to Nick or Trish, who's going to give us our gay talk term for today. Or wait, should we have... She's very mouthy today. Why don't you come over here and read the gay talk term, mister?
Get over here.
Might as well.
Come here.
All right, fine. I'm going to do it. Unless he wants to get over here. All right, so this week's Gay Talk term, of course, brought to you by
UnicornBooty.com.
Not really.
It is. It's pesticide.
Not. It's not.
Which means cheap wine, which comes out of the body as quickly as it went in. This is what Chris would call slut juice.
Slut juice.
So this week's Gay Talk term, brought to you by UnicornBooty.com, is pesticide.
Yes, indeedy.
Pesticide. Slut juice. I love it. All right. So, Christopher?
Unfortunately, nothing happened on this day in gay history.
You lie.
No, except the shirtless violinist came on. That made history for gay talk.
Well, that's true.
But I'm going to go ahead and take this moment to plug something personally for this upcoming weekend. Because I belong to the Hartford Sängerbund, and it's a German-American club.
That's not a
club.
Thing. I got to go.
It is. It's a German-American club, and anyone is in the area, we are having our beer fest this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday the 24th from 4 to 11, Saturday the 2nd to the 11th, and Sunday the 12th, Sunday 12 to 6, we will be serving German beers, schnitzel, wurst, potato pancakes, baked goods, and pastries. There will be bands and Schuhplattler dancers from Germany, and I'll be working in the beer tent, so feel free to come check it out. It's in Newington, Connecticut. We'd love to see you there.
So nice. On this day in gay history, brought to you, of course, by
UnicornBooty.com.
Not really.
Chris shamelessly plugs himself.
Absolutely. I figured Nick does it all the time, so I was like, fuck it.
Well,
I'll do it.
We do have an On This Day in Gay History. So on this day in gay history, on Gay Talk 2.0, give or take maybe 12 hours or so.
Oh my God.
Gay Talk 2.0 actually published their episode number 77 with Patrick Riley when we were discussing Danny the Manning. So.
And actually recently...
On This Day in Gay History.
Yeah.
There it is.
Last year.
Afterglow recently closed. It's gone now.
But they had
a fucking fantastic run.
They
got
extended. They had an amazing run.
It was awesome. They did an amazing job.
Sad, but we love you guys.
All right. So it's time to bring this home and call it a wrap. So if you love the show, just make sure you go rate and review our show on your favorite podcasting app. This helps others know about our show, and it ensures that it becomes more visible within our podcasting community. By subscribing to our show, you'd get the latest and greatest of our show delivered right to your web browser as soon as the episode is published. I'm all over the place today. And most importantly, you can also support us on Patreon. With Patreon, you, our listeners, can help support the show with a pledge donation that can help us with funding for little projects that we're doing, possibly a second camera so that we can live stream the entire thing. So to those who tuned into our video broadcast for the first half of the show, thank you. And for all of our supporters on Patreon, thank you so much for doing what you do, because you allow us to be able to do some stuff here on the show. And that being said, I'm going to kick it off to Chris.
And next week, we are very happy to welcome AJ Gibson, author, speaker, perspective coach, social influencer, and celebrity TV host, to chat about his new book, Flipping the Script.
I can't wait.
I can't wait to flip that script.
Oh, Lord, you're nasty.
That's another one.
Nicholas.
Anyway, so thank you to our guest, Matthew Olson, and his boyfriend, Paul, a.k.a. the Shirtless Violinist, and his better half. For more information on the Shirtless Violinist, visit www.shirtlessviolinist.com.
Yas, Christopher?
Can we put a rubber on this, please?
Yes. I think it was a safe episode. We can skip the rubbers today.
You know what? Good point. Fuck it. Alrighty, as always, our show is available on our website, gaytalk20.com, under show and episodes. It is also available as a free download on iTunes, Google Play Music, and Stitcher Radio.
You know what? Fuck it. You can find us on social media, Facebook, Gay Talk 2.0, Instagram, Gay Talk 2.0, Twitter, at Gay Talk 20. You can email us at gaytalk2.0 at gmail.com. Tom, take it away.
I'm not going to F it. Anyway, if you need to reach out to us, just head on over to our website. Click on the Contact Us tab at the top of your web browser, where you can leave comments, suggest topics, you can submit a question for the cast or an individual host like Chris, for example. You can also call us and leave us a question via voice message. We can answer that question for you on the show. Those numbers are 334-GAY-TALK. If you need those digits, they are 334-429-8255. Don't forget that this show streams live every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That audio version can be listened to on digitalstreamradio.com. And of course, now we're trying to stream our videos on Patreon every week. So we will try to continue to do that for you. Ladies and gents, that is our show. Thank you. And y'all have a good night. Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Gay Talk 2.0. Tune in next time for more dish. Bounce, bounce.